This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Speaking of favorites, we have some audio, Brian, for you to hear about Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Landini, I'll let you rock it here, and we'll see if Brian can guess who's talking. And wasn't that a movie? Look Who's Talking was the movie. This is going to be interesting because at this point, I don't think there's really anybody can – there's nothing negative to say about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
But this is a person of some relevance speaking about Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Well, you know, really, the teams have done a great job in designing things around them.
Okay.
If you watch the things that they do, and one of the things that has really been really impressive has been what the Commanders have done with Jaden, and you've pointed a lot of those things out, but a couple things that are up there. Time to throw. Mm. He gets the ball out of his hands quicker than anybody else in the league. 2.52 seconds. The league average, 2.77.
Wow.
That means a lot of those things are designed for him to make a quick decision, get the ball out, and he's been very successful because you pointed out his percentage completion. I mean, that's crazy.
Those numbers are insane.
What was it again?
2.52 seconds.
And the rest of the league is 2.7, and he's a rookie. He's getting it
out
2/10 of
crazy.
A second.
Absolutely.
That's
making great decisions. The next thing that they've done also is play action pass. Again, you look at what his play action pass completion rate is, and it is, again, through the roof, because the big thing that's happened is it's 29.8. Okay, that is very good. Again, you're asking a quarterback in college who really didn't turn his back to the offense to now have to not only turn his back, but turn around, focus, find your receiver, and get the ball out. He's done such a great job with that. So, again, his numbers are exactly what they are because the team, the coaching staff, Cliff Kingsbury and the offensive coaches have put together plans that allow him to make quick decisions, get the ball out of his hands, and allow his players to make plays for him.
All right, let me just go with this. And I'm not going to go and do that. That was Ron. I know who that was. But the ultimate thing is this. They have designed a great scheme for him. But the coaches are not making the decisions. Okay? I've seen schemes made. That kid deserves a lot of credit as well. Cliff deserves tons of credit. But the fact that he can make those decisions that quick tells the story. Because if he wasn't capable of making those reads and things, we saw the other night when the kid Huntley went to the game. That's the same offense, right, that Tua ran. But he don't run it as effectively and as efficient. Coaches give coaches credit. I'm giving the coach and the player credit. You get what I'm saying? They built something because of what he's capable of. What did Cliff say? When once Jaden and I sit down together and we know what he likes, we can start building stuff for him. Said that earlier this year. And those two guys are doing that together, have a mutual respect for each other. I'm not going to say the scheme is making it happen. Scheme don't make decisions to get rid of the ball that quick. He's letting that damn ball go that quick. And what does that do also? It helps your offensive line. If they know they're off the block for 4 or 5 seconds, hell, they can be damn good. They can be more aggressive instead of being more passive. And that helps the whole team out.
I think there is so much a lot of the coaches deserve credit. The O-line deserves a ton of credit.
Yeah.
But I think Jaden, to me, there's so much to credit all around, right? They're spreading the ball around. I think they're running the hell out of the football. I think the play calling is good. I think the O-line has been really good. I think Badass has solidified the center of that O-line. There's so much to like, but all roads lead back to Jake.
Remember I would tell you what I loved about Tom Brady. A lot of people don't like Tom. I guess he was too good. People hate success. Tom came to the line, and you saw him scan the field. When the ball was snapped, Tom basically looked away and then delivered it the next play. He knew based off of coverage, where the linebackers were, where he was throwing the ball before the ball was snapped. And now all he has to do is just set up. Because I got to hold this middle linebacker. I'll set here, and I throw it right behind his ear. Jaden does a lot of that, too, at a young age. So, yes, Adam and Dan looked at him. They drafted him. Cliff comes in and say, "Oh, let's find out what he can do." And then he builds something for him. And the player is still so astute and so good at going out and studying the defense, he has an idea where the hell he's going. You know, when he gets on the edge, the fact that he can run, as Neil Greenberg stated earlier, that makes people nervous as hell. Do I attack him and leave the receiver wide open? Because he's going to deliver it. Or do I stay back and hope I can slow play it? Well, if I slow play, he gets 5 yards. Now it's second down and five. You can't make the right decision. So this thing moving forward is a combination of they got the right guy who likes to go in and study, and he is doing what he's supposed to do as a professional football player. All your time should go to that, not the streets, not the video games, not just getting all the accolades coming. No, you should be working at your craft. When you retire, you can get all that stuff you want. But the coaches are understanding, like, what he can do well. They knew what he could do so well that when he did something, preseason game, pass to Deami. Oh, man, we didn't want him. Why? Because I don't want the whole league to know that this dude is already that damn good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you they go to sleep resting well because they got a guy who's not concerned about all the BS that comes with this damn sport. You know what I'm saying? He's concerned about making sure he will be better. And a lot of that goes back to him, his dad teaching him a lot of stuff about the fundamentals and what you got to put into it as well. So
something interesting that just crossed my radar is this dude, Tom Bliss, is a data scientist that messes with the NFL. And he has this luck probability chart. And the Commanders rank at the top of positive impact, right? But none of it is particularly pertinent. The only thing I could really think of, they have dropped pass by an opponent where they're
– Who's that?
The Commanders. I know Malik Nabers dropped that pass on fourth down when they were driving. If they have a kicker, that's probably a very different game. Their opponent's field goals – I guess McPherson missed one in that Bengals game.
Okay.
He doesn't miss many.
That's not our fault.
And then fumble recoveries. They have been relatively fortuitous in the fumble recovery stuff. I'm not saying it's their fault, but just that so far through four games, the Commanders rank at the top of the list in kind of good breaks, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really think of it that way. Yeah.
I think people say luck and all that type of stuff. If you are hustling to the football, if you're going aggressively the whole play, you normally get good luck. Luck don't just drop out the damn sky. Luck is made during the week at practice.
Agreed.